When we say iron sharpeneth iron, it's the word of God just has to be the essence of that sharpening.
Yeah.
You're not going to sharpen or lean against someone who is in the complete opposite direction of what God tells you you should be doing.
Yeah.
You have to be sharpening against a rock. The rock is, I guess, the word.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Tell Me More podcast, where we will have a bit of a chat today with Gemma. Gemma, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
That's good.
A bit nervous again.
So am I. It feels like we've been, well, I don't even know what I was going to say. It feels like we were just here the other day.
We kind of were just here the other day. If you watched our first episode, I think we should start off with an apology.
Yes.
For the amount of times we said, yes. That was...
I am very apologetic. I listened to it today.
Yeah.
And it was horrendous.
On both our parts, I think.
Yeah. We were both pretty bad.
We will try not to do it as much this episode, but
I think if we do, we should have a count
we should.
On the screen.
Yes.
Keep it entertaining.
But also I think it'll come more with practice where we'll get a bit more confident.
Yes. And a bit less nervous.
Yes. So have a little bit of grace with us. If we do say a lot, just try and ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
But today we are talking about friendship, which I think is cool because Gemma and I are friends.
I hope so. Are we?
Gemma, how did we become friends? This is because I feel like I don't remember a point where you weren't my friend.
I remember our first encounter was in Sunday school, I think, during... We used to have those, you remember how we used to do offering in the morning and those fake birthday cakes that we used to do?
Yes.
I feel like we worked together on that.
Is that where it started?
I think so. Well, that's how I remember you first. I don't think we were friends initially.
Yeah.
I think that's how I met.
I feel like that was a long, long time ago as well.
Oh, a long, long time ago.
My first memory of you was in maybe Bible club back in Croydon Park days.
You remember me from
back
then?
I was like,
then?
Who is this new girl?
Yeah, fair. I don't remember anyone from back then.
Yeah, maybe I'm making it up.
Maybe.
Maybe
I don't
not.
Know. But then I think we became friends in Epic, maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. But straight away or did it take some time?
I don't even know. I just feel like you were a part of my life.
I don't remember.
As long as I can really remember.
Ever since your birthday.
How my old 12th
are you? Birthday. Your 12th birthday.
That iconic picture.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. I think, and this is probably wrong, but and it might be a little bit offensive. I think my mum made me invite you because like you had just started coming.
Auntie Sharon, you're
and
the
like
best.
I had my group of friends, but you were sort of around our age.
No, it's true. I don't think we were good friends at that stage. I was just like, Larissa, you have invited
but
me.
But I'm
to
pretty
her
sure
birthday.
I was like my mum was like, what if you invite Gemma as well? I was like, fine if I have to, but
thanks, Auntie Sharon.
Look where we are now.
It's all her. All plugs to Sharon.
Wow. Thanks, Mum.
Oh, that's hilarious. How long ago was that, though? 12?
Well, I'm 23, so 11 years.
You're old.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no, I'm little. I like to think I'm little anyway.
Yeah, we all are. mentally, we are. So, friendships.
Friendship.
Yes.
How would you define friendship?
It's a good question. Could go either way, I think, but simply put, I think it's just a relationship between two people.
Yeah.
Yeah, whether that's a friend, a partner, I don't know, we can even have a friendship, with your parents.
Yeah. I would say also, like, there has to be, like, a similar values or similar interests.
For sure. Yeah.
Because, like, for a friendship to work, you got to have things to talk about. Mm-hmm. You've got to have sort of things that connect you.
Yeah.
But I think it's also someone that will stay by your side, not only when things are fun and going well, but someone that, you know, you can have hard times with and that will sort of be with you to support you through them.
Yep. Yeah, that's very important. So what would you say you find most valuable in a friendship? Is there anything particular you're looking out for or is there things you value the most?
I think... Obviously, like, everyone wants someone that they can obviously just have a good time with, have a laugh, enjoy each other's company, but also someone that will build you up and, you know, help you get closer to God
yep.
in a way that you weren't before.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, basically the same. You've got to have similar interests. Make sure that they also love the Lord, because I guess that's the essence of a friendship. If you're not moving forward together, I guess you're just at a standstill. No one's growing. But yeah, you can have friendships that are, I guess, help you grow, but there are also friendships that probably just keep you stagnant, and maybe just don't push you towards the right things.
How would you say then, what would you say makes a good friend, like in the terms of making you more like Christ or building your relationship with Christ?
I think someone who will put God in the center, so they would ask you things, if you have anything that needs prayer, how can I pray for you? People that encourage you to stick close to the Lord. How are you going with your Bible reading? How are you feeling? What's going on? You know, someone who just doesn't dodge tough questions. I know you like to ask the tough questions.
And you hate answering
them. And I hate answering them, but I know it's something I'm working on, so I feel like that's what I look for.
I think that's something we can all do more of as well. Like, I know personally for me, like, it's so easy just to hang out and not, you know, have hard questions or not go too deep. But it's sort of like in that depth where you get to really know a person and you get to connect more with them, and then in that you can sort of grow together more, which is cool. But I think for me, like, if I'm looking at what sort of like a biblical friendship looks like, there's a few verses that pop out. I've got them written down here. Unconditional love in a friendship is really important. You know, there's a verse in Proverbs that says, a friend loves at all times. It's not only, I mean, love is a very broad and deep sort of topic, but you have to have a deep sort of love for a friend and be willing to go through hard times and good times with them. And the end of the verse is, a brother is born for adversity, which means, like, you know, you have to be there to support people through hard times. I think a lot of the time, and I'm guilty of it as well, we shy away. Like, if we know a friend's going through a hard time, we just try and make a joke and lighten it, but we don't really
take it seriously.
It's
hard to, you know, you have your own struggles or circumstances in life, and you just, I feel like it's the fear also of
rejection,
but also the fear of I'm saying again, I'm sorry. The fear of just being vulnerable as well, because I know you're asking the other person during a hard time, how's it going, but then you're opening up a can of worms to just be vulnerable yourself and give them that advice or experiences that you have also been through.
Yeah.
Just to relate to them and give them that type of encouragement.
You've got to be willing to be open and honest as well on the other side of
Correct.
It.
Correct, yeah.
add that to the list of answers. what else? I literally can't stop. On that note, like, meaningful conversations, edifying one another, iron sharpens iron. We were talking about that the other day when we were sort of preparing for this. What does that look like for you practically? We both did it. It's fine. Keep going.
I'm just trying to think. You just got to push through. For me, it is having the other person probably bring up flaws in your life that aren't pleasing God. Like, hey, why are you doing this? You should stop doing this. That's not making any benefit to your life, and it's not glorifying God in a way that it should. I just think someone who is willing to just show up and be there. When we say iron sharpeneth iron, it's the word of God just has to be the essence of that sharpening.
Yeah.
You're not going to sharpen or lean against someone who is in the complete opposite direction of what God tells you you should be doing.
Yeah.
You have to be sharpening against a rock. The rock is, I guess, the word. Just like when a knife is actually being physically sharpened for its purpose, it has to be sharpened against another knife or yeah, something particular, else that's sharp. Yeah, yeah, something else that's sharp to make you sharper.
Yeah, that's literally my next verse, which is gentle correction being the characteristic of biblical friendship.
Yes.
Proverbs 27:5-6, open rebuke is better than secret love. Mm-hmm. Faithful are the words of a friend, but the kisses of the enemy are deceitful.
Yep.
I think that verse might be a little bit confusing, but if we sort of break it down, we should be correcting our friends when we see something in their life that isn't pleasing to God. And often we shy away from it. I know I do. And also I think we find it so much easier to talk behind someone's back and sort of say something to another friend about a friend, like, oh, did you hear that so-and-so did
being
this?
Being judgmental.
Yeah, instead of actually maybe bringing that up in love with the friend. And I think it would help, honestly, like both parties, I guess. Mm. I know no one likes to take correction. I don't. I find it very uncomfortable, but it's not meant to be a comfortable situation. Right. And I hope that, you've done it for me, and I probably have done it for you. I don't know. But that's how you grow. Like, you've got to just pull your friends up on things that you see in their life that aren't.
It's a difficult conversation to have. Not easy.
And it's awkward. You can't get away from it.
No. You're putting your own, if the other person takes it the wrong way, you're putting your friendship at risk.
Yeah.
But if God's happy with it and they're not pleasing, sorry.
Then it's, you need it's to something. Stop saying sorry now every time you say it's getting too much.
Two counts up on the screen, right?
Two, maybe 25 arms have been said already.
I don't even know what I was saying now.
Yeah.
Back to your point, what was it?
Gentle correction.
Gentle correction, yeah. You got to be willing and you got to be.
Yeah. And be kind about it. Don't be berating someone in the middle of a crowd saying, oh, well, you did this.
Yeah.
There's ways and means to do it.
Yeah, you can't talk as if you're better than the other person. We're not boasting about how better that person is or anything. It's just, we're trying to build each other up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Should we move on to the next question?
Yeah.
Maybe the next point. I guess we kind of touched on how to be a good friend through what we value in a friendship. Is there anything else we want to add to that? I guess we could look to Christ as an example.
Yeah.
He was a great friendship, no doubt, to his disciples and to anyone he came across. He was willing to tell them what they were doing was wrong.
Yeah.
And he was not ashamed. Fair enough. You're Christ. You tell him what to do. But I guess we could take him as our major example.
Yeah.
So I think that's...
Yeah. A big point. I think a big point in friendship is selflessness as well. It's the friendship is not just all about you there's a lot of people out there that will just speak a lot and just tell you every single thing that's happening in their life or every problem that they have. But also you need to be willing to listen to the other person as well. Mm. And just be respectful, be kind, and be accountable to each other. That's a big, I'm saying a lot now. That's a big thing as well.
Yeah, accountability is major. I definitely fall short when it comes to accountability. I always say, let's be accountable, and then
we start off really good.
We do.
For maybe 2 weeks.
Come on, and then
a bit more. And then it just fades right off.
Do you think though it's because we see each other every week? Do you think friendships with people at church, it kind of gets normal to just assume that friendships are okay, or that there's no accountability involved because we're all serving in church, or we're all just face to face constantly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's kind of a misconception about Christians.
Definitely,
that we're all doing fine.
I think
all friendships are fine.
Goes also towards we all look on the outward, but God looks on the heart.
Yep.
On the outside, I think we could say, "Oh, so and so is doing really well. They're in ministry. They're happy, they've got a good job, they've got a nice house, they've got a good car, whatever it is,
Looks perfect.
Everything's fine with them. Why do I need to be sort of asking them maybe harder questions in life because, oh, they've got it all figured out. But they might not, and you don't know what someone's struggling with. And I think close friends should know what each other are struggling with spiritually as well as just normal life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And again, like, that's how you're going to know what to pray for each other.
Exactly.
About. Friendship, there's really nothing to it. There's no, it's going to be all in vain if you're just not talking about things that matter.
Yeah.
And are going to help each other.
Yeah. You got to be practical in that way. Like, you've just got to, I don't know, just start. Maybe, I don't, make a list of hard questions that you want to ask your friends and ask them every week or something. I've just thought one about question. Doing
that,
like,
because you're pretty good at that.
You've got to be practical about, you know, having deeper, more meaningful conversations, because it's just so easy to just talk about who knows what.
Yeah. Everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Except what's important.
I have a list.
I know you do.
I asked it when we were together on the cruise was the other week.
You wrote it down, or was this mental list?
Oh, it was a mental list, okay. But like things I thought about.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It was a bit of an uncomfortable conversation too, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure. uncomfortable for me because I don't know. It's just getting to the heart of it.
Yeah.
Is scary.
Mm.
You scare me.
You I'm know not how scary, you say guys. Someone I promise. Scares
you? You scare me.
I know who scares me. It's my dad. Where I get it from, I think, exactly. Unfortunately.
Yeah, you got to.
Unfortunately.
No, it's actually quite good.
Yeah.
Should be grateful for that.
How then would you apply all this to your unsaved friends? Because I would say that I probably don't have as many unsaved close friends as I would saved close friends. I think my circle is more around the church and sort of the church girls, but I know that you do have a number of unsaved friends, so tell us.
Yeah, it's a hard topic. It's just, you just got to be yourself. You got to know who you identify with. I identify with Christ, so I'm gonna hold my ground, be rooted in Christ, and just be steadfast in what I know and what I believe and what God's called me to do. So in saying that, my conversations aren't going to be worldly conversations, you know, about, you know, things that are meaningless, materialistic. Not to say that those things are wrong, but you just got to stand apart and know and show them that you're different.
Yeah.
Conversations have to be pleasing to God. I'm not going to switch up my conversation and the way I speak just because we don't go to church together, or we don't have similarities in Christ. It's a hard topic, I guess.
Yeah.
For me, I noticed the most in my non-Christian, I guess, conversations and when we're hanging out, is when people would just be like, "Oh, like, you're not coming to this place with us, or why don't you talk like that, or why aren't you interested in the same things?" It's just, I got to tell the truth, you know, and they know, like, eventually they were, you know, Gemma stands for Christ, and the things we're doing aren't probably what she agrees with. So we're just going to stop inviting her to places, or we're not going to talk like that around her.
Yeah.
You got to be open and honest and be like, "Hey guys, you know."
I think also you have to set your boundaries early.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you need to sort of make it clear within yourself, between you and God, what, you know, what you want your life to look like, and then stick to it. Like, and if that means, you know, not going to a place where all your friends are going to, even as, you know, however much they beg you, it's like, well, no, actually, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And I, you know, would also say that that comes with your Christian mates as well, because everyone's on a different path. Everyone's, 100%. You know, got different, sort of ways in which that they're living their life. Set your boundaries early and stick to them. Like, you've got to be brave enough to say no to things. The world is very enticing, and friends are very persuasive. But you've just got to, you know, stand your ground, know what you believe. But also a big part, sorry, were you going to say something?
Yeah, that's okay. I'll see you later.
A big part is also, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
Sorry. I stuttered.
You did.
Sorry.
I remember.
Okay, great. Go.
No, I don't. You go.
What I was going to say is, and hopefully you remember while I'm speaking, your life is probably, I've heard it before somewhere, it's a saying, your life is the only gospel people will read.
Yeah.
So a lot of my friendships, and I know they're sweet friendships with my friends who aren't at the church, like they're loving, they're actually one of the probably best people, not best people, you know, they just stick by me. They're encouraging in a sense, but they, your friendship, your conversations grow deeper when they see your life different.
Yep.
They see that you're set apart and that you're living for Christ. So those conversations can't kind of come naturally.
Yep.
When they ask you, you know, why do you do this? And why are you, how would you encounter this situation? What would you do here? They just come to you with those more deeper conversations because they kind of just see Christ and they see something that they want.
Yeah, I guess. And that gives you an opportunity to witness.
Yeah, it's so important.
At the same time.
Yeah, to pray also when before you're having those conversations or meeting up with a friend, like, God, use me.
Mm.
God, help me to stand fast, to be the example that you want me to be, because it's, again, we're easily persuaded, like, our flesh is just wanting to fall so bad into the temptations of the world, whether they're big or something so small. It's just, it's important.
Mm.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful as well with the friends that you choose, because ultimately at the end of the day, we all sort of give ourselves over to our friends, if it be a little bit or a lot. And if your friends are not going in the direction that you're going, it can cause you to sway. I have a little analogy I like to use in, I don't know if I've told you this before. It's sort of, it's not just for friendship. It's sort of, I use it for every sort of area of my life. But like, if I'm going north, and my north is saying, I want to be like Christ. I want to, you know, be a light. I want to do this, this, this. It could, it doesn't always have to be necessarily about, you know, Christ, but it should be. Anyway, if I'm going north and my friend, say, is unsaved and they're partying and they're in the world and they're drinking and they're, you know, getting into things which I shouldn't be in, but I'm sort of giving my life to them, I'm not going to be able to sort of go where I want to go. Like, the best I'm going to go is sort of northeast. Like, I'm never going to hit where I want to hit. And that, like, applies for relationships as well. If I'm, you know, dating someone who's, you know, on a different, completely different path than me, they're not seeking after the same things, I'm not going to get where I want to go, where God wants me to go.
Yeah, that's good.
You've got to know where you're going and sort of build your life, build your friendships around where that is and what you want to achieve sort of in your Christian walk.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's a great analogy. I think I have heard it before.
Yeah, I'm sure I've, I got that from a random podcast, fun fact.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's so important to have friends who are going in the same direction as you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to...
And that's not to say, like, cut off all of your unsaved friends. Like, no, not at
absolutely
all.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Like, we've just said, like, be strong in your faith, you know, be courageous enough to say no to things that you know are wrong.
Yeah.
But also just be a light and be an example and, you know, ask God to use you in their lives, and hopefully you'll, you know, see them saved one day and then they'll be... on your saved friends list.
Yeah, amen. I definitely look forward to having that one day. But yeah, it's a work in progress. Friendships are difficult to master.
Very.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No, everyone's different and everyone shows love differently and everyone needs different things in that sort of way.
12 years of friendship, is it?
11.
11?
Or maybe 12.
Yeah, we're not perfect, guys. We
hit double digits, though. That's pretty impressive.
Wowzers. That's wild.
Yeah. Well.
That's a great topic. Great way to end it. Thanks for 11 years, Larissa.
Thank you for 11 years. I hope you guys have enjoyed a little bit about friendship and, you know, what it is to have a pleasing friendship, you know, to God, and how to be a Christian in an unsaved friendship, I guess, as well. Be sure to like and subscribe. I hate doing these. If you do have questions or you have topics you want us to talk more about, you can always DM us on Instagram, or just pop a comment below, like and subscribe to have a chat, where you will find our channel. And we hope you guys have a good week.
Thanks, guys. Bye.